So, בעזרת השם, we're dedicating the שיעור לרפואה שלמה of מיכאיה רות, בת שרה רות. And also, לרפואה שלמה של שמעון בן מרים ורדה, שמעון מחלוף בן מרים ורדה, ומרים בת דניאלה, ונחמן בן דניאלה, ודניאלה בת זהבה.
חיה.
חיה. השם ישלח לכל עם ישראל רפואה שלמה, בשורות טובות. ברוך השם. In an interview to a certain TV station, I don't know which and what exactly, they interviewed the Rav, maybe a few minutes after the burial. And he said, I thought it's crazy, but this is what he said. He said, to accept on yourself the decrees of Hashem Yitzbarach, it's a simcha gdola, it's a giant happiness, it's a huge happiness, it's a simcha gdola, a simcha gdola. And you see that the person is holding that level. You see that he's really talking from the heart. For him to accept the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on himself, it's a simcha gdola, a simcha gdola. I cannot explain it. I was crying like crazy. It wasn't a simcha gdola for me at all. But we do believe that people are holding in those huge, huge levels. When you learn a little bit Gemara, when you learn a little bit Chumash, Midrashim, you see things about the tzaddikim, about the righteous people. And you see that they are holding in huge levels. Here I see the book of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, you have stories on him that for days, long days, and for long periods of time in his life, food didn't came to his mouth, not eating, not drinking, and in the time of the Holocaust, and he wasn't in a camp, but he was still suffering a lot. And they're learning in Mesirut Nefesh, not putting the book aside for an hour. And every opportunity that he's got, he's making another Siyum Masechet, and when other people are gathering and looking at him, and he's the flame and the warmth and the light of all of the prisoners, of all of the poor people, and people are losing children and still. Like Rav Shalom told us on the Rabbi Mibels, Rabbi Aaron Agadol Mibels, that he lost, if I'm not wrong, 5 children and his wife. And when people came to him and told him, I'm sorry to hear, I am taking part in your sorrow. So he told him, go, make Netilat Yadayim. Told him, why? Why to do Netilat Yadayim? He told him, you were talking things against Hashem. You were talking Divrei Kfira. Aaron, what's his mother's name? Ben Batya Ruchama. Aaron Ben Batya Ruchama never knew no sorrow. It's all good. He never felt no sorrow. He lost his 5 children, angels, and his wife. And he never knew no sorrow. What's that? I cannot explain it. I can just believe in it. I can just believe that those people really hold those gigantic levels. They're really in those high places. I was a few years ago in a funeral of a girl that also died in a car accident. I told you on that once. I was screaming like her mother. And after that, every year I'm going over there to the Azkara once a year. And me and the mother are crying every year. I don't know how a person. And so, what are we doing with it? We need to understand that the tzaddikim are climbing to places that they see only good. They see the mercy of Hashem. They pashut see it. They see the good that Hashem is doing. I don't know where you receive eyes like that. Rabban Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, he lost 10 children and he's dancing. And he's strengthening every person to tell him, look, I lost 10 children and I'm still happy and you have a good reason to be happy. And when a person comes to the dot that he knows Hashem, he doesn't have no suffering anymore. He doesn't have, like that. We're talking on it, Baruch Hashem. We're learning on it. We're praying on it. That Hashem will not going to test us at all. But this is why it's very important. And Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovich said to Rav Shalom to repeat those words again and again. Tam Yisrael going to do tshuva beli surim. It's something important. When you bless someone to have tshuva, you say, Hashem, I want to have a 100% faith. You don't want it. The truth is that you don't want it. You don't want to stand in the test that's going to bring you to 100% of tshuva, that really you're going to be 100% connected to. You don't want that. So you have to say, Beli Surim, with no suffering. That you want, benachat, eating ice cream and thinking about Hashem, eating pancakes with syrup, maple syrup, and thinking about Hashem, yes, not to forget Hashem while eating popcorn, drinking Coca-Cola. That you do want. So say it. Don't lie. Hashem, I want to commit myself to you. Don't lie. Really, I don't want to. I don't have the ability to commit myself, like Rav Shalom said. A person needs to say to Hashem Yitbarach, I don't want to receive nothing if I haven't prayed on it and enough. I don't want to say that. You want to say that? No, but the Ari HaKadosh said that if you take something from this world and you haven't prayed on it, you're going to pay for it, you're going to suffer, or in this world or in the world to come. I see. I understand. Okay. But I'll pray on that. I'll pray to have the ability, to have the will. I will say to Hashem Yitbarach, let me want to serve you. Let me want to enter into the gates of Kedusha. When you say, Lev Tahor Brali Elokim, Elokim, it's the name of judgments. Purify my heart. It's not what we want. We don't want to be purified by judgments. When I went in the car with Avram Saginer, the boy from the yeshiva, on the way back, he said a sentence that was very powerful. He said, we need to say to Rav Shalom to talk only about the will. Why? Because Rav Shalom in Shabbos, he was committing himself to that in a wild way. He said that we need to accept on ourselves that every decree that Hashem is decreeing on us, we accept it. That was his conversation in Shabbos. That was the topic. To accept everything and to be happy in every day. On that he was talking in Shabbos. And they tested him in Motzei Shabbos. They just brought him to that place. And you don't want those tests. למד לשונך לומר איני יודע. Teach yourself to say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't want judgments, I don't know nothing. And the Rav is holding that level, he doesn't have no problems. He doesn't have no problems. You see a person that made out of lithium, out of iron, out of steel. Unbreakable. You made him a favor. You pushed him closer to Hashem. He can see Hashem. I'm not holding in that place, and I don't wish to. I don't want to. It's not my level, and I don't have a desire to hold in those places. My desire is to be honest. To talk to Hashem Yitbarach from my heart. To tell to Hashem Yitbarach, listen, too hard for me. I need a discount. I want more kindness, please, and not only for me, also for my friends, also for my wife. Rav Shalom committed himself to Shalom Bayit, to cancel himself to Hashem in Shalom Bayit. People that read the book Gan HaShalom, they're saying to themselves, all that you're talking people with logic, people that are thinking, when they read the book, Garden of Peace, they're saying to themselves, one of two options. All that we're talking about a lunatic, a person that is totally meshuga, crazy, because it's impossible. All that we're talking about a righteous man in a level that we cannot understand. And if you're not thinking so much when you read that book, so when you're going to try to keep the advice, what that's written in the book, so you're going to come to that conclusion. Or that I'm going to be crazy to keep what it's written here in that book and to continue in that wild path. Or that if I'm going to manage to handle it, I'm going to be a huge tzaddik. One of those two options. It cannot be explained in a different way. But Rav Shalom said, why I achieved more than all of the students of Rav Berland? Because I knew how to take his words to my place. We have to do the same. With all due respect to Rabbi Shalom Arush, Morenu Verabenu, Rav, he accepted that on himself. It's the truth, it's amazing, it's beautiful, it's divine. What I supposed to do with it, it's a total different story. Because I cannot commit myself to that just like that. I cannot keep the advice of the book like that they're written. By the order that they're written, by the speed that Arab is saying these classes in Shabbos. Another class, another class, another class, another class. You're going to break to pieces. We're going to have to come to make another distribution of Afatzah, second Afatzah, third Afatzah, to bring you back to the yeshiva. Because we're not able. So a person needs to have it bodedut. It bodedut is when you see something in life, your failures or your success, your desires or your holy desires, whatever you're going through in life, and you make translation to yourself. What happened to me in that situation? I failed, I learned, I saw, I heard. Where am I? Yeshuva dat. I need to balance myself with the Torah that I'm learning. Because just to take it, perceive it, digest it, and to become to be something else, it will not going to happen. Not so fast at all. The body is very stubborn. And Rabbeinu is comparing the work that a person has with his body to a person that tried to train his horse. And the horse is stubborn, so he's tried to hit him with a shot.
Whip.
And then he's not listening to him, he's very stubborn, so he kicks him in his ribs and he's not listening to him, so he's going down and he hits him stronger, kicking him, punching him in the face, and the horse is stubborn. So Rabbeinu then is saying, so what are you gonna do? Take a gun and shoot him in the head? Okay, that's the solution. It's the only thing that can surrender that horse. To shoot him dead. This is it. So, you're going to do it. You lost your horse. So, you need to train your horse. If you're now going to take yourself, I want to do tshuva. I want to be righteous. I will never going to say nothing. I'm not listening to Lashon Hara anymore. I'm not eating. I'm not drinking. And I'm guarding my eyes. You shot the horse. You shot the horse. You killed yourself. You committed suicide. Rabbeinu said, I can take your Yetzer Hara from you. But then, streams of blood going to flow out from you. Because you are too connected. I'm talking about myself. I'm too connected to my Yetzer Hara to cut it. I cannot. Insult me. You killed me. Rebuke me. You killed me. Take my money. You killed me. I'm not in the level of Nachumish Gamzo. No legs, no hands, no eyes, and all of his body
boils,
and he's dancing in bed, happy. Rabbi Akiva wasn't in his level. Rabbi Akiva been rebuked by him that Rabbi Akiva wasn't holding that level. So, can I imagine to myself that I have any connection to that except of enjoying a nice class on story of tzaddikim? This is my job. I can see, that's the truth, that's the goal. Hopefully, one day I'm going to understand how to pray on it. What's my connection to it, really? I don't want to have no connection to it. I don't want to find myself happy in that situation. It's not my truth. I don't want to be happy in that kind of happiness. I want all of Am Yisrael to be happy, to be healthy, to be rich, to live in huge, gigantic houses. Everyone have a swimming pool. No children are drowning in those swimming pools. Everyone have cars, no accidents in the streets. Everyone are happy, camping, fires in the forest. Don't need to think about Ishmaelim. Don't need to think about Piguim. Everyone have money to buy gifts for each other. Those are my prayers. Those are my prayers. Why should I pray differently? I don't understand that differently is going to be better for me. I cannot digest differently. Accept judgments. When you accept judgment on yourself, by that you cancel judgments. Which judgments? Huge, worst judgments? I'm not there. To lie to you, to give you a better class, it will not going to be better. It's going to be a lie. You're not going to be able to use nothing for me. The truth is that the person realizes, I'm not holding in those places. My only connection to it is that I'm not arguing. That I'm not cholek on it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I believe. It's true. It's his truth. It's his high, huge, inspiring level. What's my connection to that? None. Except I'm not arguing. I believe in him. I believe he's right. I believe he knows what he's talking about. I believe he feels huge happiness to cancel himself to judgments, to crazy judgments. I believe that big things are happening now in every moment of our lives. Tzaddikim are fighting for us. I believe. To say that I can take a part of it, I cannot. I can love them. I can pray on him. I pray on a Rav every day, half an hour. This is what that I can do. That Hashem will give him powers to go and to fight and to do what he feels that he should do. For me, the war is to make sure that I'm going to be able to pay the electricity for the guy's dorm and dorms, and to have a place for each and every one of you to eat in Shabbos, and to make sure that we're going to have another rabbi to teach Gemara in a more basic learning for the beginning. This is what that I can do for Am Yisrael. Tzaddikim are sacrificing themselves. I'm not holding that level. Each and every one of you need to work on yourself to find the real self, who you are inside. What's your real connection to Hashem? And we need to talk from that place. We need to talk from a place of honesty. Hashem, judgments are too hard for us. We're not able. The Rav Shlomo Amar gave a class. I'm sorry that I don't know. I will always going to be so honest with each and every one of you. This is part of me. Rav Shlomo Amar said that it's written on the babies that died between the bricks in Egypt that each and every one of them was like Livnat HaSapir, a sapphire brick that had been put under the throne of honor of Hashem Yitbarach. And Hashem Yitbarach, he sees that sapphire brick and he remembers the suffering of Am Yisrael in the exile. That poor baby, Leilui Nishmatahu, learning Fege Chana Abad Daniela, she gonna be like that, Evin HaSapir. Wonderful, wonderful word. You know what crossed my mind? I'm sorry. That in the Holocaust, they put 1.5 million bricks like those under the throne of honor. Where is that memory of Hashem Yitbarach? A question on Hashem. Rav Shalom said in an interview to the television, he said, you can ask questions on Hashem. I can ask thousands of questions on Hashem. Rav Shalom said in that interview, he said, I can ask thousands of questions. He said, you're going to ask, how can it be that a little girl, 1.5 years, what she seen, and he said, that's one question. I can ask thousands of questions on Hashem. But you know what? Hashem has got questions on us also. Why are you fighting? Why are you arguing? Why are you hating each other? Why do you think that I want that poor girl to die? Why are you, and on, killing, stealing, lying, talking gossip, lashon hara, and on and on and on and on. Hashem can ask questions also. So to ask those questions it's not a big deal. It's not a chokhmah gdola. It's not a big wisdom to, oh, I have questions to ask. You can ask. We all have questions. The real point of Avodat Hashem is to connect yourself to your point of truth. If I have a problem with Hashem Yitbarach that is taking children, I'm going to go and talk to Hashem Yitbarach on it. I'm not going to deny it and going to hide it and not going to feel it or going to say, no, Hashem is doing all for the good, it's all for the best. For me, in my place, it's a lie. I wouldn't accept a judgment like that. And I'm not accepting that judgment even for my brothers. I'm not accepting that judgment. So you need to. The Torah is demanding you to. Baruch Hashem. Also the Torah is demanding me to wake up Chatzot and to stand up before Avalot HaShachar, be after Mikveh, and then to pray Shmona Esrei Banetzach Hama, always in a minyan. And I'm not doing that also. I will not gonna lie to yours, to you, and not to myself, to claim that I'm holding in a level that I'm not. For me, it's not acceptable. I have problems with Hashem on that, so I'm gonna go and gonna talk to Hashem Yitbarach on my problems. And if Hashem gonna give me a gigantic da'at with no suffering, I'll accept it without suffering. But if Hashem Yitbarach wants to hear my words, so He gonna listen to me. I'm going to tell him whatever I have to say. That Am Yisrael can do tshuva in a different way. That Am Yisrael can wake up through books and through CDs and through Emuna channel. And Am Yisrael can wake up through classes and through children books. And a lot of people are doing tshuva in that way also. Why to use the way of judgment, Hashem Yitbarach? And if us, all of us, each and every one of us, going to hold that weapon of our ancestors to pray to Hashem Yitbarach from that honest place, Hashem gonna listen to us. Hashem gonna listen to us. And we can change life. We can change. We have that power. Hashem gave that power of tefillah in our hands. Hashem haven't gave the power of tefillah to the angels to admire Him. To say Amen, 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 Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's the prayer of the angels. We're not in that place. And Hashem gave the tefillah to us. To people with lusts, with desires, with downs, with sadnesses, with weaknesses, that we're going to pray. Why? Because Hashem wants to redeem us. Because Hashem wants to illuminate our darkness. Because Hashem wants to give children to the ones that don't have yet. And Hashem wants to help the ones that haven't got married to get married. Hashem doesn't want us to accept the decrees. And Rav Shalom can say Hashem wants us to accept the decrees. You can go and listen to his class. I'm not arguing on that class. I believe that it's true, but I'm holding my level. It can be written that you need to accept everything that Hashem is doing to you. You don't need to go to classes of Hasidut. It's written in the last Mishnah, Masechet Brachot, that you need to accept everything that Hashem is doing. Bechol midah u'midah shekadosh baruch hu moded lecha, in every measure, in every way that Hashem is judging you, you need to accept it. Bechol levavcha, you can say it in Shema. You don't even need to believe in Torah Shebe'al Peh. It's written in Kriyat Shema. You can read it in Kriyat Shema, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. Got it. This is it. Okay. So I believe that it's written. I believe that I need to desire that. I need to believe in that. That I need to put all of my powers. But to say that I can commit myself to that, it's not going to help me to lie. It's not my level. And I'm not going to try even to stand in that level, because it's just going to break my stability. It's just going to push me down. Because I'm going to be disappointed, and I'm going to be frustrated, and I'm going to be hungry, and I'm going to be sad and depressed and broken. So why to do that? I'd rather to talk to Hashem Yitbarach until Hashem is going to give me that. I will say to Hashem, Hashem, it's too hard. We're sorry. We cannot accept those decrees anymore. For sure you can come up with a better solution. For sure that there is a better way that you can help us with. That you can give us love, that you can give us peace, that you can teach us a lot of things. And I believe that we have the ability to change reality, the way that Hashem Yitbarach is supervising on us. And even though that I'm telling you all of the truth, I am changing from what the Rav Shalom is saying. The Rav Shalom is saying, don't change Hashem, don't argue with Hashem. And I'm telling you, argue with Hashem. And I tell you why. Because Hashem Yitbarach Himself also says that. Nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai. האמת רב אהרון שטרן, זה סן רב אלתר, דוד חיים שטרן, שיהיה לו רפואה שלמה. I told you that story that he that I went with him to the tune of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. On the tune of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, before of Sukkot, last Sukkot, he asked me a question. He told me, "Do you want Mashiach to come?" I felt like he's asking me the most important question in the world, and I didn't know why at all. But I answered to him out of thinking. I told him, "If Hashem Itbarach will bring back all of Nidchem O Israel, all of Am Israel from the exile, I'm ready to accept Mashiach. But if not, so not." His eyes been opened like that on me. He felt like I'm a meshuga, I'm crazy. And he told me, and then there was another person over there, a helper of Rabbi Zev Leibovich, and he asked him, "Do you want Mashiach to come?" So he said, "Yes, Rambam is saying that you need to expect Mashiach always." So I told him, "I also expect Mashiach to come, but it doesn't mean that I want him to come. If Am Israel is going to stay in the exile, so we don't want Mashiach to come. We want Mashiach to gather all of Am Israel to one place, to Zion, to Eretz Israel. And then, Baruch Hashem, you can save us. No problem. Beautiful. That we want." In the day after, he called me and he told me, "Please, I'm asking you to give a message to your rabbi, to Rav Shalom. Tell him that you, you saved Am Israel from a horrible decree in Sukkot." "Thank you very much." He told him, "Do you want to explain to me what you're talking about?" "I would love to, no problems, I'll text him." "Okay." So he told me that there was a decree that Mashiach supposed to come in Sukkot, last Sukkot, and I prevent it, I stopped it. I told him, "Nice, okay, thank you." Last week I met Rav Aaron. Again, we went, we talked. And he told me, "You know what you done in last Sukkot?" So I told him, "You told me that I done something good." So he told me, "Look, I wanted to bring Mashiach." This is what he told me. "I wanted to bring Mashiach. And you stopped it all." Then I was really terrified. I didn't know what to do with myself. But I was, Baruch Hashem, trying to be mechazek, strengthening myself in what that I learned. And I told him, "Listen, you were holding the shita of your father, and I was holding the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. Your father, Rabbi Alter David Chaim Shtern, said that you need to bring Mashiach. And Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, it's a long argument that they have, long an ancient argument that the tzaddikim have, if to bring Mashiach now, or if to push that. And they're holding it as a decree that Mashiach is coming before Am Israel are ready to accept Mashiach." So I told him, "And I am holding the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich." So he told, because Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, he said, "I was in the Holocaust and I know the sorrow of Am Israel, and you cannot talk. Have you been in the Holocaust? No. So you cannot say that you want Mashiach to come. You've been in the Holocaust? No. So you cannot say that you want Mashiach to come. You don't have..." And Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich won that argument. So Mashiach didn't show up yet, and he had the power to bring him. And now, we're holding in the same place, and that argument is still on all of the time. If Mashiach will come, if Am Yisrael gonna do tshuva before, if Mashiach will come, and or Am Yisrael gonna do tshuva before. And we're holding in according to a certain shita that we feel, and each and every one of you can hold a different shita, I don't mind. Everyone can hold the shita that he realized that it's truth, that it's good for Hashem, Yitbarach. It doesn't make one better than the other. For me, when I'm looking at things, I'm saying to myself, if Mashiach would have come 20 years ago or 15 years ago, I would be out. And maybe I'm still out, I don't know. But so for sure, I don't want Mashiach to come and to close the gate. And even though that you have different shitot on how Mashiach is coming, and you have wonderful shitot that Mashiach is coming with flowers, with candies, with mamash, everything is so sweet, and on a pony he's riding, and everything is nice. Okay, nice, but I haven't heard that shita. I haven't accepted that shita from my rabbis, from who that I accepted, from Rav Shalom, and from other books that I learned and I read and I saw in life. And according to the way that we learned, our job is to bring another person to do tshuva. And now when I'm thinking about it, this is exactly what that Rav Shalom said after the funeral. After the funeral, he went into a car that drove him out, and me and Chaim were walking together on the road. And we just stood close to Rav Shalom's car, and I was crying like crazy. I I don't know what to do with myself in those situations. I don't want those situations. This is it. This is how I can define those crazy situations for me. And I was standing close to Rav Shalom's car with Chaim, and suddenly Rav opened the door. And the person that was with Rav inside the car told him, Rav, close the door. He didn't want Rav to be bothered. But Rav opened the door. We haven't knocked on the window. Rav opened the door. He wanted to talk to us. He saw us and he opened the door. And then he told us. He said, my only will is to have more students that are going to understand the purpose of life. And I hope my students going to understand it, that the real purpose is to bring another Jew under the wings of the Shekhinah Kedoshah. This is the lesson of all of that crazy story, of all of those crazy situations, all of the crazy exile. Like that short class that I gave here, and the walls of my heart been exploded in that day, so I was screaming. But just to say, how you can come back to your father when your brother is still in the exile? How can you come to Yaakov and tell him, hey, father, we came back. Where is Yosef? Father, we're here. Yes, but where is Yosef? It's a question that if you don't have an answer to it, you cannot stand in front of your father. Who is that Yosef? Who is that Yosef? Yosef, that's the person that is saying to Hashem Yitbarach, et achai anochi mevakesh, I'm asking for my brothers. I'm asking. He knew that his brothers are they have zomemim, scamming. I said zomemim. What?
Scheming.
On him. Hanan, how many years you been in college? What do you want from us? We haven't completed 10 years in school. You're right. You're righteous.
Another level.
And Yosef HaTzadik, that's a person that he knows that he risks his life to look for his brothers. And you forget him now in the exile. And you now leave him over there back in the exile. You cannot do that. Every Jew is a son of Hashem. We cannot come to Hashem Yitbarach and say, Hashem, save us, redeem us, we're keeping Shabbos, Hashem, purity of the family, Hashem, I'm doing all our it, but the dude, Hashem, save us, we went to Rabbeinu Rosh Hashanah. It's a horrible thing to remind Hashem Yitbarach that you've been in Rosh Hashanah if you haven't made 6 hours at Bodedut in last Rosh Hashanah and the rest of Am Yisrael that are not there. If you haven't remembered Am Yisrael, it's... All of those things are not straight, are not right. How can you celebrate when your brothers are mourning, are suffering, are... Think about it. You can go today to a restaurant. Go today to a restaurant. Can you do that? You cannot. Why? Because the Arush family are in sorrow, so... And you cannot go to a restaurant, even if you are. You cannot eat. You're not supposed to be able to eat, to celebrate, when your brothers are still in the exile. When your brothers are suffering. You cannot. If you can, it means something on your heart that is close, that you cannot feel. That you don't feel the sorrow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants you to be happy, but his children are still. They're so deep in the exile, they're so far. So this is why I feel always that we have only one job, to take another person, to give him the hand and to tell him, jump, get in, join us. Another person is coming, another diamond is coming, another talent is coming, another wisdom is coming, another heart is coming, another siyata dishmaya. Another merit from a holy ancestors is coming. Another one that do one hour is but the dude is joining, and another one, and then we're growing. And this is our job. This is why I said to Rav Shalom when he told me that we gave you the job back, you can be the Rosh Kollel, the English program. I told him, Rav, it's a joke. It's not real. An English program, it has to be a program that can expand. He said, you're right, we need to give you a building. I told him, Rav, first of all, my soul going to go before I'm going to receive a building. This you know for sure. You're not going to give me a building. And even if you will, a building, it's not what it even need. We need buildings. We need hotels. We need cities. We need boats. We need aeroplanes. We need We need the world. We need all of the ability that the world can supply. So this is why we cannot close ourselves and to say, we need a building. We don't need a building. You will give a building, we can use a building. By the way, a building, it's not what it we need. We need Siyata Dishmaya. We need your help from heaven. We need to have all of what it we need always. Mm-hmm. Now we need a building, we need a building. Now we need a vehicle, we need a car. We need a car, we need a camera, we need a computer. We need 20 computers. We need office now, we need buildings. Whatever you're going to give us, we need more. Why? Because the numbers are not ending. Because the people that you need to bring over to Eretz Israel are more than 6 million. People that need to move, to uproot all of their imagination and to bring all of their talents and Siyata Dishmaya and money and clothes and t-shirts and notebooks and pencils and suitcases and mobiles and pens. Everything they need to bring to Eretz Israel. They need to come. They need to make Aliyah. And this is our job. This is our job. This is what that we do here. We are the immigration department .com of Neshamot, exactly. Aliyah Ruchanit, spiritual Aliyah. We're making spiritual Aliyah here. And it's going to expand according to the speed of Hashem Yitbarach, however Hashem will want. It's not Chut Shel Chesed, it's not Emunah Channel, it's a Shtuyot. All names, it's all Shtuyot. We are opening the gates of Eretz Israel to Am Israel. We're opening the gates of Hashem Yitbarach to everyone that wants to believe in Him. We're opening the opportunities, the abilities to everyone to connect himself to the One, to Hashem Yitbarach, to God, Hashem Elokei Israel. This is what that we do here. It's not a shita of Rav Nachman Ibreslev, it's not according to the method of Rav Shalom Arush, Begana Emunah. It's a lot bigger. It's a lot bigger than every righteous man can cancel himself to that. And we're canceling ourselves also to that. We are the will of Hashem. Hashem reveals His will in us, in each and every one of us. And I cannot redeem the world. You cannot redeem the world. You cannot redeem the world. You cannot redeem the world. Just only together. Everyone can bring what he can bring. And also cannot be no one that's going to be above it except of Hashem Yitbarach. We're crowning Hashem. Like I said, we need Siyata Dishmaya. We need Siyata Dishmaya. No person can be in charge. No person can be on top. No person can say, we need this, we need that. No one can contain the needs of all of the world. Only Hashem Yitbarach Himself. He is running the show. He is running the world. We just need to cancel ourselves together to Hashem Yitbarach as much as we can. To believe in Him. To commit ourselves to Him. To praise Him. To thank Him. And to go back to the beginning of our conversation here now is to talk from the heart, from the truth. The Bodhisattva got huge power to change the world. And everyone can do a lot to contribute, a lot, when he's doing his Bodhisattva from a sincere and honest Bodhisattva. Every one of us, Rabbeinu said, you need to be aware to your treasures. You don't know what you have inside of yourself. You don't know. You're still denying. You're still under that covering of Lashon Hara on yourself, like you have lackings. My wife last week, she slaughtered me to pieces. She rebuked me in a crazy, wild way. She was talking for 15 minutes. After that, she said, you have something to say? I told her, first of all, I'm sure you're right. But I committed myself not to accept Lashon Hara. Not on all of Am Israel and not on myself also. I'm sorry. I understand your sorrow, but I haven't done all of those things. Sorry. I love you. I want to give you the best that I can. Really appreciate you. Really. I understand your sorrow. I'm not the creator. I'll try to do the best that I can. I'm listening. I hear you. I understand your sorrow. To say on me all of those bad things. Sorry, not allowed to accept Lashon Hara.
Thank you, Chamadim.